rock star. Baby, 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 I'm a rock star.
Oh my god. I'm like totally blonde. Oh my god. I'm like totally blonde.
Baby, 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 I'm a rock star.
Now are you just saying you wanna have fun, or do you really wanna have fun?
You're gonna have every young buck west of the Missouri around here trying to marry me.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Did you ever notice how many really stupid people you run into during the day?
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Show.
That's right. It's Talk American Style. For what? 2 hours today.
2 hours.
Can you handle it?
Yes.
Happy birthday, Grover.
I can. Can you?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Ginger snap.
That's not nice. I can't believe what you put on your Facebook. Though. That was so mean. That was not nice. Well, good morning. It is February 3rd all day long. It's a big, busy weekend. We had the King's Ball beginning event last night. We've got the ball tonight. It's Super Bowl Sunday. I mean, there's a lot going on. But today is National Missing Person Day. So if you're missing someone, it's nationally recognized. That's weird.
How did they come up with National?
That's so weird.
National Missing Persons Day?
Let's make everybody's day sad. And then it is National Woman's Physician Day. That's a good day to be a doctor. Woman's doctor, I guess. And then it's National Carrot Cake Day. That's probably my favorite.
There we go.
Now we're talking. We should have brought carrot cake instead of donuts but they didn't have carrot cake there, Grover. So you've got, when we go all out for your birthday, we don't mess around. We run in the gas station and we buy you donuts.
I appreciate that. Thank
you. That's the kind of people we are. We're top class.
We were going to stop at Quick Trip, but we wanted to make sure we get you something just a little
different. Well, there isn't a Quick Trip on the way.
There isn't.
That was the problem.
I've noticed that. So, I've been through this 4 stations with this.
Yeah, we had to make shift there and to get you those very scrumptious, expensive donuts that we went all out for your birthday.
Well, thank you.
You're
it's
welcome.
Great. I appreciate it.
Well, this morning is brought to you by none other than our brand new, wonderful, amazing sponsor to the show, Page Law.
That's right, Page Law.
And, you know, it's really kind of, ironic, or I don't know, not ironic. I don't know what to say about it. But you never realize how important an attorney can be until you're in need or something happens to you. And what has happened to my brother makes you realize several things. First of all, life can change in a complete instant.
Second.
One day you're, you know, or 1 minute you're fine, and the next minute, bam, life hits you hard. And my brother had a terrible thing that happened where an air tank had exploded. Just getting air to put air in his daughter's tire, my niece, and bam, in just a second, changed everything. So he is not able to see. It's taken his left eye, and his right eye is complete blur. All the bruises and ribs broken, things like that all heal. But I mean, imagine one day just not being able to see. I mean, it stops your whole life. You can't drive. You can't work. You can't do anything. It's kind of claustrophobic as well because you're trapped. You know, it's horrible to not be able to see. So, but I do want to mention, I do have a page, GoFundMe, .com, which is cool. It's /MarkHopkins, trying to help raise anything that we can. It's, as the family trying to help him and doing everything. His life stops. So, getting to that and talking about that, having someone to represent you in that case, because it was something that happened that was not his fault, that could have been prevented, sadly. And you need to be represented by the best when that happens, because his life will never be the same. So we are very thankful to have Page Law. And tell us a little bit about him.
Well, Page Law, they have four locations to begin with, so they can serve you in Illinois and Missouri. They have one in St. Louis City, St. Louis County, Missouri, St. Peters, Missouri, and Fairview Heights, Illinois. Their mission, Page Law provides each of their clients with individual attention from the moment they are retained through the final resolution of the case. Their lawyers will give you and your case the quality service and focus you expect. Page Law team of lawyers, paralegals, and case managers, they have been handpicked for their experience, reputations, and dedications to their clients. You know, they have family law attorney Tanya Page, and they have personal injury attorney John Page. They, you can call them 24/7. And, you know, they just, the one thing that I got when we met with them is it's just that the intimate and personal attention that they give, you know, they give their clients and they give each individual person. They have some of the highest ratings. They are rated AV. It's the highest achievable score that you can get from your peers. They are only 1% of all attorneys are granted membership in the Million Dollar Advocates Forum. They're in there, of course, Better Business Bureau. Super lawyers, rising stars, only 5% of them are nominated. Attorneys are selected, and they're in that too.
Wow,
so
that's awesome.
Pretty incredible.
So you can go to pagelaw.com, find out about them. Great group of people. And like you said, you know, it's the way they communicate with you and become part of your life is extremely important when you're in need. So,
and if you're ever in a car crash, it's a really easy number to remember. It's 1-800-CAR-CRASH.
That is very easy to remember. Wow. So it is going to be a fun day today. We are going to be talking with Lynette Therese. She is our fashion and beauty correspondent, going to be coming in talking about some great things going
on.
We
have a beauty correspondent now. I love it.
You're going to be beautiful. And then, of course, in that second hour today,
I need a beauty maintenance team, like a whole
team of people. That would be cool. We are going to be talking with Kathleen Kaiser. She'll be in the second hour because, of course, it is matinee chat with Kathleen Kaiser, which we got a great news story. John Hamm, who is actually from St. Louis, is in Chesterfield Lifestyle Magazine because he's from here and he's got a new movie coming up and she'll mention and talking about that. So it will be fun. So last night was cool. We had went to the dinner last night for the King's Ball, and it's kind of where they crowned the new king. Smash was the king last year.
No longer.
So he was wearing
his crown and his cape.
And then what they do is they crown a new king, and all of this raises money for Responder Rescue, which you've probably, I'm sure most people have heard of Backstoppers, which is a great organization that helps people, families, sadly, when a first responder's life is lost. What Responder Rescue does is when a person gets hurt, whether it's on the job or off the job, you know, their life stops. And with Responder Rescue, they will come into action from anything from helping you to pay your bills to medical bills, electric bill, whatever it may be. They're there for you 100% to help you through that time. So last night was the dinner. And they did an auction, but we got to meet Tom Satterly, which I don't know. I remember watching that. Immediately, I'm like, oh my gosh, that movie, Black Hawk Down. So great, great movie. And I can remember the guy, you know, jogging, doing his 5-mile run that morning before they were set off on that mission. And, you know, the life of everybody, you know, talking to their loved ones back home, you know, through Skype and things like that. And then he was there last night and he was the keynote speaker and we got to meet Tom and his wife, Jen, which is in a photo on our Facebook. And here you are standing next to this guy. And, you know, he's not like he's some big 6-foot He-Man kind of man. He's, you know, basic normal height, if not really even considered tall, I guess. Very, very nice. Soft spoken.
Yes.
And here he is. If you see that movie, if you haven't watched that movie, I mean, I can't wait to watch it again. But this man is like... He's truly like some kind of superhero. I mean, he survived
some of the things he's
incredibly. He's like one of the only that survived. I mean, it was when you watch it, it's just unbelievable. And to meet him last night, and then he spoke and told his story. And because of post-traumatic disorder, he spoke on that because you don't realize what police officers and firemen. And people that, you know, are out there fighting for our country, what they're going through while we're here having fun on the show and doing all these things and talking about how serious that is and what he went through. And it was pretty, It was pretty intense. And his wife spoke too, because she also was over there, and that's how they met. From her times traveling and going on these missions and things that she did in film, because she was filming.
Right.
And so you hear their stories and what they go through, and you've got to remember, because they talked about, which you don't realize, that even children here go through post-traumatic syndrome disorder because of their family or their upbringing or things that they go through. It's not just those first responders or war victims. It is also here in home life, what people endure in their home. And she talked about that. So
what I found interesting too was the fact that something that he said that really stuck with me was that we always think that this post-traumatic syndrome, it takes place later on, but it happens the minute you see something horrible.
Yeah.
That's when it starts to take effect.
Right.
And that was something that I didn't understand. I thought it was something that, you know, it was later on in life or later on down the road. But it happens the minute anybody sees something that's horrible or traumatic in their life. That's when it starts to take effect.
Because you try to suppress it and put it inside, deep inside. And then, you know, there's no way that you can keep it there forever, even though you try. It's going to eventually come out in some sort. And, you know, sometimes it happens in abuse in your relationship, or alcohol, or some sort of abuse that affects your life. And so they were pretty, you know, open and deep about that.
And it's something that needs to be talked about a lot more. And something else that stuck out to me is, here we have these first responders, we have these guys and these women who are like superheroes. And no matter how tough you are, no matter how much of a bad you know what you are, that it can affect you. I mean, you can be the toughest guy in the world.
Well, he talked about trying to take his life.
Right.
You know, committing suicide, you know, and he's a bad dude. I mean, survived without Delta ammunition.
Force, he's in Delta Force, and you have to be, to be in that. And for him to come out and just express and be vulnerable and tell everybody how this affects him, it doesn't only affect the person that it's happening to, but it affects the family members.
Yeah.
On down.
Absolutely. So. Grover, you know anybody that is close to you or anybody that suffered with that? PTSD. PTSD. So post-traumatic. Okay.
PTSD.
I know. I don't want to do like I did the other day when I asked somebody if their child had RSVP.
Oh, my gosh.
I think that's what you do on a letter, right?
She said that. I gave her like three different looks from four different heads.
His head spun around, and then it went sideways. He goes, did you just say RSVP? And I'm like, yeah, I want to know if she was coming or not to the event. All right. So I got my initials wrong, but you know what I'm talking about,
yes.
Right? And there's probably many of us that, I mean, have some sort of a touch that maybe we're not even aware of had that help because of something, you know, that's happened in our life. But it's pretty cool meeting them last night. And actually, I want to watch the movie again to take it in just after hearing him speak, you know?
Right.
But I can see the movie over and over. So again, we have the question always, every single week. The question today, which is brought to you by Walter's Jewelry, waltersjewelryinc.com, which I'm not wearing my ring, but I
What's
did.
Up with that,
my engagement ring comes from Walter's Jewelry, and man, it's a beauty. It sparkles like no other. He definitely made sure that every single diamond in that ring was brilliant. So I appreciate that. But if you're looking for something for Valentine's Day for your sweetie Grover or anyone else out there, I definitely highly recommend that you push your person over to Walter's Jewelry, because I'm surely in love with my ring. I love it. So they did a great job. Chris is a great guy. I think the cool thing about it is family owned for 100 years. We're going to be able to say over 100 years
over
100 now
years.
Because it was 100 years in 2017. So now they're 101.
101 years.
Yeah.
Over 100 years.
So
you don't stay in business. You know you're doing something right if you've been in business for 100 years. And you know that people are coming back to you. That's the thing. People can just keep coming back to Walter's Jewelry. They've had clients that have been there for not 100 years, but probably half. And
gosh, 100 years, long time. I'm coming in to buy my honey a new ring.
Yes.
That was my old voice.
And this was custom made. Chris made this especially for me and Kelly, and that's really cool.
Yeah, you know? To me, it specializes it so much more. Okay, the question of the day is, what body part or trait did you inherit from your parent that you kind of wish you didn't? So that was the question of the day. Grover, do you have a body part or trait that you've inherited from your parents that maybe you're like, man, come on. Thanks a lot.
Even at 2 hours, the show's not long enough.
Come on.
I was going to say, I think somewhere I'm adopted and
you don't look anything like your parents?
Oh, I think I do, unfortunately.
So do who has red hair?
My dad had red hair.
So you thank him for that?
Okay, yeah, I'll go with that. Yes, I'll deal with the ginger thing. I'll own my ginger hair. So.
I think red hair is beautiful. Yeah. My mom has red hair. I did not get her red hair.
The red bomber.
The red bomb. The red bomb, what she used to call it, coming down. So the show is not long enough for you?
Not long enough.
Gordon, what did you inherit from? This is really, how the whole question started now.
It did.
This is where this question was invented.
All right.
Is Gordon's comment the other night.
Well, you know what? I was scarred early in life when my dad
scarred early?
Yeah. My dad would take his shirt off out in the yard, you know, working and stuff. It's like, oh, man, don't do that. You know,
you're always embarrassed.
Yeah, you're 12, you know, and it's like, I always noticed my dad's nipples. It's like, they're smaller than a dime, but they got like eraser heads on, you know? Well, I inherited those.
Oh my God. So he's laying there and he's like benching them and he's like,
I'm like, well, you know what stinks is they're always hard. They're always hard.
I don't know if you should say that either.
They are. You know, Kelly.
I do know, but everyone else probably doesn't need to know.
So here's the problem. Here's the problem with that.
That was a lot.
Yeah.
That was intense.
Here's the problem with that.
Okay.
It's like, every time you wear a shirt, they're always poking out. So
you gotta wear
like four undershirts, you
four
know,
undershirts.
To hide it, and a Band-Aid.
But they're not like man. You don't have man boobs.
No, not at all. But you know what? It could be the alternative, which you ever see like the pepperoni size ones? You know,
oh
it's like on guys.
This is so much. I could have to wash my eyeballs out and my ears after the show. But your dad, he didn't lose his hair, did he?
No.
And your mom has hair.
Now we're gonna just get rid of this, you know, this myth right now about you
that's
know,
not true.
No, this and all my band.
I think yours is Aquanet.
All my band member friends can attest to this that Aquanet. We should all have.
We should all have a lawsuit against Aquanet for clogging your pores.
That's right. You know how much stuff we create? I can remember just putting on so much Aquanet, half a can of Aquanet to get your hair to stick up, and then you try to brush through it or something, and it's just like concrete. I mean, it was like concrete. And I know I've lost so much hair just from Aquanet. Thanks, Aquanet.
Thank
Are they you. Even in business? Do they still make it?
I don't know. I'm sure they do. I'm sure there's some Aquanet
they
you
had
can
the
find
aerosol
at the
aerosol can, and then they had the spray can, which would always, that should have been your first clue, is that the nozzle would always get clogged up. So that should have been your first clue that this is
that
not
was doing
good
something
to put
your
on
head.
My head.
Well, on Facebook, we have a lot of answers to that. You have to see if there's anything under this. We're live on Facebook right now. Let's see.
Your mom's watching. Kyle Hannigan.
Is she just waiting for me to say what I got from my mom?
I always love how Vicky has to remind us that she's watching from some beach.
You know what, Vicky? I'm tired of it. And quit flirting with my man.
I know.
Now she's going on to Kathy's man.
She's got a picture of me and Steve together with her.
We'll miss you at the King's Ball, Vicky. Okay, so Steve, your friend Steve says he is vertically challenged from his parents. So I guess that means he didn't get height. We've got Dad's beer belly. Oh, Patty says her huge boobs. That is not a bad thing to get from your mom. Wish I would have got my mom's.
Me too.
Just kidding. You know what? You shouldn't talk the rest of the show. Cut his mic right now.
I don't know, but
we went from your boobs to my mom's.
We gotta get off the whole nipple boob thing.
Yeah, we're enough of that. Let's see.
The following program is rated R.
Yes, it truly is. Okay, what do we have here? I'm like reading through. Oh, someone said they have cankles. They have their mom's cankles. Aw, a lot of big hips, torsos.
Your mom just said, seriously?
I know, Mom. I'm scarred as well. The turkey neck hanging from the chin, Sandy says.
Wow.
And my mom's quite beautiful.
She is.
And it's not because she's listening, but she is. And even
she reminds me of Anne Margaret.
She just ages amazingly, and she has so much. Rides horse, does everything.
She's
age
tough
doesn't
as nails.
Seem to
tough as
to
nails.
To stop yeah. her ever. What I did get from my mom, sorry, Mom, but for God's sakes.
Blonde moments?
Oh my gosh, it's like my brain is some sort of, and she drives me crazy when her brain's like that. Well,
then the
Kelly,
two of you in a conversation is really crazy.
We always end up at the wrong restaurant. My mom will say where we're meeting, and then I'm sitting waiting for her, and she's either in the opposite end of the restaurant at the wrong table, or we're actually in different locations. Whitgrover, I can tell you're in on this.
I just had a quick question. I thought your mom was redhead. How did you get blonde moments from redheads?
I don't know. My mom must be somewhere along the line. Maybe. I don't know how. I just don't know where to go with that one. I am glad that I ended up with blonde hair. Because
my favorite mom moment for your mom was when you texted her and she responded on Facebook.
In live feed. And not like a private message, but live feed.
And nobody knows what she's talking about.
They're like, what? So yeah, she, and I have to always say, mom, when I email you, that means it's on the computer emailing. When I text you, that's on the phone. And when I private message you, that's Facebook. And then I get a, well, okay. And she didn't know what I said.
You know, when she has no clue.
So I've got the cluelessness from my mom. That would be my trait that I have. And it's frightening because I'm going to keep getting worse, aren't I, as I get older?
Probably.
So have fun, Gordon. Yeah. It's going to be a good time. My kids make fun of me all the time. So there you go. There's a lot of them that are on here. Somebody I had to stop because she kept saying so many things. Someone said thunder thighs. Karen said thunder thighs.
Somebody wrote a book.
Foul language. What?
Foul language?
Yeah. I don't know who Casey got that from, but Casey's got the foul language. I don't know where that trait came from.
Did she post that?
No, I just know she does.
I do too.
So, all right. We do have to take it to a break. We're a little bit late on that. We are going to have some more fun. Lynette Therese, she'll be in here being our fashion and beauty correspondent. Then we have matinee chat coming up in the second hour with Kathleen Kaiser. We'll be talking movies, playing games, and giving prizes. So it's going to be a good time. We'll be back with more on She Said, He Said right here on 590 The Fan. Or put 590 app on your phone, 107.5 HD2. No, never mind on that. I'm just joking. Bye.
I got you, babe. I got you.